Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to eliminate what he called the monsters of Hamas after the armed group handed over the bodies of four Israeli hostages seized in the 7th of October attacks. A planned news conference involving President Zelensky and President Trump's Ukraine envoy has been cancelled, with sources in Kyiv telling the BBC that Keith Kellogg appears to have been sidelined by the White House. The former head of the Spanish Football Federation has been found guilty of sexually assaulting a player he kissed without consent. BBC News.
With Jane Steele.
On BBC Radio 4.
That first kind of few bars of piano really catches your attention.
I'm Anna Phoebe.
And I'm Jeffrey Boachie.
Afrobeat is central. It makes you think of Fela Kuti. That is the thing that really makes a big impact on this music.
We're exploring musical connections across every style and genre.
How he writes like 18 notes over four quavers in the bass line.
In the first episode, our guests are the violinist Aoife Nivrian
and the pianist Julian Joseph.
Chopin just captures your soul and has you transfixed.
Add to playlist on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Starts tomorrow evening at 7:15.
In half an hour, we're off to Ambridge, where there's a changing of the guard of the bull and Zainab surprises herself. That's all ahead in The Archers, just after the 7 o'clock news. But first, brand new sketch comedy from the internet's funniest comedians now on Radio 4. It's POV.
This is going to be the stag do to end all stag do's.
Well, you can't have a cocktail, man.
You know who taught me the most I ever learnt? It was a homeless woman.
You know, she said the funniest thing the other day.
Rise and grind, my guys!
And that's a lot of money.
Diamonds and paintings.
I got onto the property ladder with honest intentions.
But now, campaigners say, it's all over. It's all over.
It's all over. It's all over.
POV, a sketch show.
Welcome to Broken News. I'm Chris Biscuits. Environmental campaigners say we have now passed the tipping point of climate change. It's after a middle-class father of two from Cheshire forgot to put a pizza box in the recycling and instead sent it to landfill. Our reporter Borko Stiff has more.
Thank you, Chris. For decades now, conspiracy theorists have pushed the narrative that major international conglomerates, energy giants, and governments have the most power to combat man-made climate change. In what's widely been debunked as misinformation, these fringe organisations say those people with literally all of the power and the money in the world should probably be the ones to do something about the possible end of the world. But now, campaigners say it's all over, after Brian Norrington from Warrington put cardboard in his regular black bin. The 44-year-old dad of two also didn't rinse out an old milk carton before putting it in the green bin, leading to the deaths of around 30 polar bears. Well, since that came to light, Broken News has uncovered evidence that Mr. Norrington's wife, Samantha, once failed to separate the cardboard bit from the plastic bit of the Yeo Valley Organic Natural Greek-style yogurt pot. As a result, a massive bit of the Amazon rainforest burst into flames and had to be cleared by 120 JCBs and turned into an almond farm. In a statement, a spokesperson for the Department for the Environment said, "As a nation, we could take bold steps to reduce our reliance on fossil fuels. We could stop doing business with the most polluting companies and countries, and we could invest in advanced recycling technologies. But there doesn't seem to be any point if Amy from Nuneaton won't put all her soft plastics in a carrier bag and drive it 3 miles to her nearest co-op in a 4.5-litre diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. Back to you."
What a lovely story. That's all from Broken News. You're up to date.
Hey! All aboard the HMS Stag! Captain Jason, here is your hat. All hands on deck for the messiest stag do of the seven seas.
Hey! Oi, oi.
A canal boat? Who thought of that? That is genius.
I bet you never thought you'd be having your stag do on the Kennet and Avon Canal, did you? Mate, this is going to be the stag do to end all stag do's.
Absolutely.
God, it's cosy in here.
Yeah, well, drinks from bar to bar when you can booze cruise.
Right, everyone, beer's in the fridge.
Beer on tap in our very own portable bar.
We're talking. Yay! Oh, is it just this fridge here?
Yeah. We can only fit a mini fridge in the kitchen, can't it? So it's just got a 4-pack in.
Not to worry, we're sharing around, won't we? Nick, do you want to go half on this bottle with me? Could you just pass that down to Nick? I can't get back through there.
Anyone want to share this with me? Where's Chris?
Are we still out here on the towpath, Jace? Do you want me to run it out to him?
What's he doing out there? Get him on this thing and get it fired up.
No, he said because of his slipped disc last year and him being 6'4" and all that, he can't actually get through the little door, so he's just going to wait out there.
Oh.
Stack. Welcome to Living Authentically Like a Boss Bitch. Now, before lunch, you all learned the mantra of becoming a strong, independent woman. A woman who has her own business and gets what she wants, i.e. a boss bitch. You've got your leaflets, you've got your bottomless brunch vouchers, and most importantly, you've got the mantra, courage, uncompromising, no bull, team me. One of my high earners has the first letter of each value tattooed on her thigh. So what do you need now? You need a business, and that business is my business, the Juicy Juicy Juice Diet. Now, I have a team of boss bitches selling my product. These women are six-figure earners. And that's a lot of money, no matter where the decimal point is. So what is it? Well, it's a juice and it's a lifestyle. And it's available in three delicious flavours. Ping and pina colada, a night of passion fruit and beef gravy. Because we are committed to including our lesbian sisters. All you do, you pop any alcohol in the juice. Now, I tend towards the gin. Never tequila, though. That'll bend your mind. And then you replace 3 meals a day with 17 of these. Easy. So what's in it? Well, nothing to do with you, really. But if you must know everything, it's packed with several fruits and vegetables. And it's mixed in with some mad chemical that I can't pronounce. But you know what I mean? It's fizzy and it makes blokes barren. My creation is described as essentially benign to health. It can also be used as a vape liquid, which makes us a sustainable enterprise. I suppose you want proof it works, do you? Well, here's proof. Linda, 35, started looking like a badly packed sausage. On my advice, she went on the Juicy Juicy Juice diet. She lost 4 stone in 3 weeks. She was looking amazing. And is she here today? Well, no, she's with the angels now, but she fitted into that dress and now she's wearing it forever. Now, like any medically ostracised product, I'm obliged to mention side effects. May cause straight pubic hair, bleeding eyes, gut rupture, toxic breath you can smell on a phone call, an interest in ornithology and weak limbs. It is not suitable for children. Like me, apparently. So that's the final piece of becoming a boss bitch. You signed in at reception today. And that signature also signs you up to sell my Juicy Juicy Juice for 5 years. It also adds me to your mortgage and makes me a beneficiary of your will. Now get out there with the confidence of the loose women, the charisma of Gemma Collins, and our mantra ringing in your ears, and be the boss bitch you always dreamed of.
Darling!
Darling! So good to see you. Sorry I'm late. I was just dropping Magnesia off at her Executive Management for Ambitious Juniors seminar.
Oh, don't worry at all.
How is she? Oh, she's hustling. Yeah, thanks for asking. You know, she said the funniest thing the other day.
Oh, go on.
Well, we were doing our usual Sunday soundbath. You know how spiritual she is.
How old again?
She's 5.
Oh, yeah.
And I was setting down my amethyst when suddenly she looks me and hubby dead in the eye and she says, "Truth is by nature self-evident. As soon as you remove the cobwebs of ignorance that surround it, it shines clear."
Oh, wow.
Well, she's just so advanced for her age.
You know, that really reminds me of something Cortisol, my 4-year-old, said.
Oh, yes.
Well, we were picking him up from his fermentation and pickling weekend. He's obsessed with the microbiome at the moment. And I say, you know, "Did you have a good time, darling?" Well, he puts his hand on mine and he says, "Time is free, but it's priceless. You can't own it, but you can use it. You can't keep it, but you can spend it. Once you've lost it, you can never get it back.
How astute.
Well, he is remarkably astute.
God, you know, that has really jogged my memory.
Has it?
You know, I was dropping Credenza off at boarding school the other week.
Sorry, Credenza, your two-year-old.
24 months, that's right, yeah. And as I was passing her little suitcase, I said, you know, farewell, darling, have a lovely time, see you in 2027. Well, she gazes off into the distance, and this look comes over her like I've never seen before. And she says, we shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight in the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight.
Let me set the scene. London, 1956. I got onto the property ladder with honest intentions. Nothing major. A gaff in Whitechapel. One in Old Kent Road, you know, started small, that sort of thing. But it weren't long before I was running things. People ask me, how did you, Terry the Terrier, get to own half of London? Well, of course, in those days, you could buy Oxford Street for 300 quid, which is slightly mental, but I digress. I was plugging away with the property game, making ends meet. That was until I met Timmy Thimble. Deals were done, and before I knew it, I had a couple of hotels on Fleet Street. Things were looking cushy. I even had time to enter a few beauty pageants on the side. Tenner a pop, nice little earner. But it can all change on the roll of a dice. Especially when you roll three doubles in a row. God, I got greedy. Pumped all my time into buying the electric and the water companies. Got into debt. Started sleeping rough on train stations. King's Cross. Marylebone. Liverpool Street. Fenchurch Street. I mean, baffling to think there were only four stations servicing the whole of London. One day you're basking in the glory of free parking, the next you're going straight to jail. So when I got to jail that things took a turn. They'd all been clipped. Timmy Thimble, Billy the Boot, Brian the Battleship. Truth be told, Brian's nickname never really did catch on. I was doing bird with some very nasty individuals. Very dangerous people indeed. I mean, it was a slight surprise not to be in there with a single murderer, armed robber, gangster. Honestly, the demographic of those inmates were overwhelmingly perpetrators of rent-related offences. But boy, did I have to learn how to survive. When you're on the inside, you miss the ones you love. I had a sweetheart on the outside with one hell of a community chest. I missed her. I missed the life. I missed collecting the rent. I missed everyone having a whip round for my birthday. I even miss forking out for a short stay in Park Lane on the weekends. Those are the days. My only get out of jail free card was literally a small card which had the words get out of jail free printed on it. I was finally out. The market was mine for the taking until the whole thing came crashing down. Yeah, we'd realised the banker had been skimming off the top. That was the moment I lost it. I flipped the table and we got the hungry, hungry hippos out.
Hey. Right, we have officially set sail.
Where are we headed, Captain? I saw we're only 20 miles from Bristol.
Come on in, drive, crank it up. How fast is that now?
It's just ticking up to, 3 miles an hour. But the man said not to go above 2.5, so technically we're flying.
Oh, right, well, that's going to take us 8 hours to get to Bristol.
Yeah, well, I've actually booked us a table at the Cross Guns.
Is that the country pub we had to walk past to get here?
Is there definitely no more beers, by the way? Because I've just finished my half.
No, but guys, we're only 20 minutes away from the pub.
Didn't take us that long to walk here.
Oh, why don't we all come up and sit on the deck?
Yeah, why not? That might be nice. Let's all get up on the deck.
Oh, no, sorry, Tom. It's only two at a time, though, so you'll have to wait for Nick and Sarah to come down.
Right, well, luckily I brought a deck of cards with me, so what are we saying to a few drinking games?
We haven't got any booze.
Oh. Okay, well, let's just have a game of poker, shall we? Game of poker. Right, has anyone seen a table?
Yeah, actually, Tom, I think if you stand up there, your seat folds out into a little table.
Oh, right. I'd have to play stood up then, wouldn't I? So, we'll just have a game when we get to the pub, shall we?
Yeah.
Stag.
Yo, MT MTV, welcome to my crib. I live here with 50 of my bestest bros. We're all entrepreneurs, hustlers, and CEOs curating the perfect environment to achieve our dreams. We call it the Money Stairy. Let me show you around.
Oh, come Emmanuel.
The start of another beautiful day. Frère Jacques wakes us up at the crack of dawn with his massive dong. Rise and grind, my guys! This is where we kick back after getting in our reps of praising God and eat a big bowl of Hustler's Gruel, or as I call it, Huel. It's nutritionally complete! Brother Benedict, what is up? That's what I like to hear. My boy's taking a vow of silence. Keep it up, my dude, you are crushing it! Oh, and there goes Brother Francis, the goat. Like, for real, he's the monastery goat, keeping us all milked up! This is our design studio, where the magic happens. Check how Brother Luther making moves. Look at that big fancy letter G he's drawing right now. There's a freaking lion in it. Has he ever seen a lion? Hell no! But I imagine that's exactly what they look like. This is so sick. We've actually got our own microbrewery on site. My boys are going out into the fields, collecting all different herbs, and then distilling them down to make alcohol that is 200%. How is that possible? Because we're innovators, baby. Brother John, product testing at 9 a.m. You're a machine! Sure, it's all about the grind, but it's also important to stay creative. What can I say? Me and the boys are in a band. It's mostly kind of ambient stuff, inspired by musicians you probably wouldn't know, like Hildegard of Bingen and Radiohead. Yo, this slaps! I gotta get in on this jam! Hey, look, you gotta go. We're actually not allowed to make eye contact with women, because then we'll go straight to hell. Catch you later!
I wanna go back in time to 1979, when England was still England and I was only 9. Everything was easier back in the day. Everyone was happy and nobody was gay, not even my dad, who left my mum for a strapping farmer's son. That was boys just being boys, that was men just having fun. We never mentioned it at all, and mum died of the stress, but at least at her funeral not one man wore a dress. So everything changed when I turned 10. I wish we could make Britain great again. When I was young and energetic, I was curious and bold. I learnt about new things and changed, but now I'm tired and old. And despite my childhood trauma, I remain untherapized, because therapy's for girls. So you probably shouldn't be surprised that I'm harking back to a time that doesn't exist. I'm getting nostalgic for when things were fine when I was 9, and songs didn't have to have raps in them. I haven't understood that things for me were pretty good, a white, wealthy, middle-class childhood. Speech was free, there were no slurs, and was and were and facts were facts, and meat was meat. And each night kids played out on the street, and yes, some of those kids disappeared, but it didn't happen to me. I didn't worry about saying something in a police report getting filed, and I didn't have to worry about anything at all, cause I was literally a child. So of course I wanna go back then, to before I hit the source, to before I got divorced, to before the episode of Brits Abroad and the subsequent newspaper reports and the 3.5 weeks in court. But I'd quite like to keep my Porsche, and my view of the past is constantly shifting, and nostalgia's doing a lot of heavy lifting. And when I say I wanna make Britain great again, what I mean is I miss my dad.
Oh man, what a beautiful service.
Yeah, exactly what she would have wanted.
And the kids have done her proud.
Yeah, yeah. Should we get a drink?
Yeah. Let's get ready to toast a memory.
Oh, for the tab? Is it just beers and wines, or...?
I think it's everything.
Oh, what's this here? Cocktail menu.
Well, you can't have a cocktail, man. Well, if it's out, it's probably all right to order one, isn't it?
Yeah, but you might not want to.
Oh, God, these names. Look at these names. Screaming Orgasm. How can I order that? What if someone hears?
Well, you could just go for a pint.
It's a celebration, yeah? Just seems inappropriate if someone asks me. Tom, what are you drinking? A Screaming Orgasm. No, no, no. I want something that says, I'm mourning my friend's wife. I'm not speed dating.
Yeah, like I said, beer, wine.
Look at this one here. Fuzzy Navel. Not only do I not want to order that, but it's making me think of bushy pubes.
Well, a navel is a stomach, so.
Sex on the beach. No, 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 no. I'm not saying that out loud.
He just did.
I could write it down. Yeah, I could write it down, pass it to the man. Hang on, no, that's worse. If someone sees me writing a note and passing it, they're going to grab it off me.
Why would they do that?
And it says, will you have sex with me on the beach?
Why would you write it like that?
They're going to be thinking I'm going to try and take him to the beach.
I know what you're saying.
To try and bonk him. Why are you overcomplicating it? Right, if you want sex on the beach... Now you see the predicament I'm in. Now, how am I going to order one without raising suspicion or causing offence? What if I acted it out? That would be the worst thing you could do.
Right, let's see here.
Slow, yeah, right. Comfortable. Look, I'm comfortable, cozy.
Screw. Don't feel like you want to get caught.
Excuse me. You do. You're obsessed. Being a pervert in front of me, acting all that out. No one here is ordering those drinks, and neither should you. It's not a night out. It's a bloody wake.
Excuse me. Can we keep the noise down, please? My wife is still warm under that soil, and the last thing I want is a barman effing and jeffing. Okay.
Okay.
Now, please, can you make me a slippery nipple? They were my wife's favourite drinks.
And can I have a big booby bonanza?
Well, that's not one. You've made that up.
Tobias, my prodigal son. And this must be Amelia, the beautiful girl who's stolen my boy's heart. Put your heavy bags down. Come, sit. Mi casa es su casa. Now, Amelia, I'm not like other boyfriends' fathers. I'm a cool dad. That's right, Tobias. I don't think of myself as a dad either. We do things a little differently here in Islington. Now listen, I deeply hope that my son is satisfying you sexually. Don't be so sensitive, Tobias. Amelia understands. I want you to feel at home here. Smoke whatever, be as loud as whatever. But I have one strict drug rule. Tobias, if you decide to take acid for the first time, I am absolutely gonna be your guide. I'm your father. It's non-negotiable. First year uni, right, Amelia? Formalized education. You know who taught me the most I ever learned? It was a homeless woman, screaming at a dustbin in Regent's Park. Our eyes met and I understood. We can all learn from unexpected people and places, like you with your polytechnic, Tobias. It's called a book, Tobias. Not all of Jordan Peterson's ideas are terrible. It's not. I'm not embarrassing you. Well, let's talk about it. Discourse. What is wrong with making your bed? Men are hurting. They're scared to flirt and feel. Yes, I am. Anyway, Amelia, you know my lover Daisy? Small universe. Before you judge, I never wanted a girlfriend 16 years younger. Not part of the plan. I am not that guy. I hate that guy. Even though Daisy's younger, she's such an old soul. She teaches me. I'm the kid in this relationship. Power imbalance? No. She was my top student. And I love older women. I've dated women in their 30s. So I was shocked when I fell for this beautiful 23-year-old. I mean older in a societal, not mathematical sense, Tobias. Daisy's so woke. Drives me crazy. We argue, but I love it. I love her wokeness, but I hate it. She explains blackfishing, and I'm like, why does everyone hate Ariana Grande? The one area Daisy's been really showing her age is polyamory. She's so close-minded. Have you read much about polyamory, Amelia? I say Daisy, rule bonobos. Sex is for conflict resolution and social bonding. You love those. You don't agree? Do you two want to be together forever? Oh, okay. This isn't because I want to go have sex with Daisy's sister at the sex party tomorrow. That's so not it. That's such a small part of it. It's about discourse. Have you seen the Alain de Botton video? Hold on, let me send it now. I've just always seen myself as a bonobo and a tribesman, so I think that I should be able to go to the sex party. What do you think, Amelia?
Oh, it's Chris. You're right, Chris. Oh, you're at the pub. All right, yeah, we'll be there in about 15 minutes. All right, bye.
How's he got there so fast?
He just said he walked.
I thought he had a bad leg.
Yeah, he does.
Guys, just a thought. Should we park the boat here and walk to the pub? And then I think there's a train station next to the pub. And it's about 20 minutes to Bristol, so just get the train.
Yeah, and it might be a bit of a faff to get back at the end of the night, so should we just book a hotel and go out in Bristol?
Yeah. Oh, well, to be honest, we're not that far away from where I picked up the boat, so should we just return it now and then we don't have to come back in the morning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you been to England?
Nah, never done that.
You've never been?
Nah.
Oh, you gotta go. It's so good.
Oh, yeah?
It's so cold.
What?
You'll be freezing.
Oh, well, that's not bad. I do like snow.
There's no snow. It's great.
What?
Well, there is snow sometimes, maybe, but it's not fun snow.
Well, can I ski?
Yeah, in the European Union. They're not part of that anymore. It's so good.
Oh, what? Well, what about the summer?
Oh, it's so warm.
Oh, like 35 degrees?
22? Isn't it great?
No.
The sun goes down so late, like 9 p.m. It's wonderful.
Oh, that's interesting.
So does the temperature.
What?
But that's okay. The European Union's just next door.
That they're not part of.
It's great. You gotta do it.
I don't think I will.
The history. There's so much history.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Old walls.
Yeah. What else?
Diamonds and paintings.
Where did they come from?
It's so good.
Where did they come from?
It's so good. There's a king.
You didn't answer my question. What does he do?
Nothing. Isn't it great?
Oh,
and you gotta try the food.
Oh, yeah? What's the national dish?
Curry.
Pardon?
Curry? It's so good. It's curry.
Curry. From India?
Yeah, you gotta do it.
What else?
Peas?
Huh?
Mushed up peas. Isn't it good?
Don't you mush them up when they're in your mouth?
Yeah, I didn't think of that, actually.
Okay, so what's the national animal? We have a kangaroo.
A lion.
A lion's from Africa.
It's... Oh, three lions.
What?
Wales is a dragon.
Sorry?
Scotland has a unicorn.
Okay, that's enough. Is this a joke? I'm not going.
Come on, it's the motherland. You gotta go.
No, I don't.
You gotta see a football match.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you gotta go. You'll hear some words.
Right, can you explain that to me?
Yeah, it's Saudi-paid European Union princesses, men, running around British rectangles. It's so good, only one team wins ever. But maybe not this time.
Right, I think I've made up my mind.
Oh, the drinking.
What's that?
Drink tea.
Oh, yeah?
It's from India. Oh, and beer.
Oh, I like beer. I like a pint.
We use the metric system.
Oh.
But not for beer.
Right, hang on.
Fill your car up in litres.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, well, how do you measure fuel economy?
Miles per gallon.
What?
How tall are you?
176 centimetres.
In feet and inches, silly.
I thought you used the metric system.
We started adopting it and then found out the French invented it, so stop. So stubborn. Isn't it great? You gotta listen to BBC Radio 4.
Oh, yeah, why?
It's for the intellectually curious.
What does that mean?
Maybe you should read The Sun.
We have The Sun in Australia.
We don't.
Why is the newspaper called The Sun?
We're optimistic.
Is the newspaper optimistic?
Oh no, it's filthy and mean.
Okay, I've had enough.
Do it, do it. You gotta go. Come on, do it.
Okay, fine, I'll go.
One 24-hour flight later.
So where'd you go?
Shepherd's Bush.
POV was written and performed by Davina Bentley,
Jake Bardwaj,
Rachel Fairburn,
Daniel Fox,
Larry and Paul,
Tom Lawrenson,
Kathy Manura,
Jimmy Rees,
Will Sebag Montefiore,
and the Squid.
It was produced by Ed Morrish and was a Lead Mojo production for BBC Radio 4.
And at the same time next week, POV is going to see women over 40 and hear some bros. After the news, we're off to Ambridge, where there's a changing of the guard at the Bull, and Zainab surprises herself.
Radio 2's Piano Room Month.
We spend all of February at the iconic Maidavale Studios in the company of the BBC Concert Orchestra and some of the biggest artists in the world.
The legends have passed through these corridors.
Oh my gosh, it's a very intimate experience.
Don't miss spine-tingling sessions from the likes of Coldplay. With loads more stunning performances still to come.
Radio 2's Piano Room Month.
Watch on iPlayer and listen on BBC